Okay, then we have pincer nail deformity. The pincer nail deformity is also known as the involuted nail or the trumpet nail deformity. It is a type of the dystrophy of the nail in which the nail growth is pinched towards the midline of the nail and it is combined with the transverse curvature of the nail. So we can see that the lateral margins of the nail, they grow and they are pinched towards the midline along with the increased transverse curvature of the nail. So we have seen that there are three patterns of the pincer nail deformity. The most common of these is psoriasis, in which the two nail and the thumbs are more commonly affected, but there is asymmetrical involvement. The second type is the inherited form, in which there is more symmetrical involvement of the thumbs and the big toe. And the third variant is the isolated pincer nail deformity. This type of the nail deformity, in which the individual nail is involved, it is essential for the careful imaging and surgical exploration, because it might be associated with the space occupying lesion of the underlying nail matrix. So pincer nail deformity produces some cosmetic disfiguration of the nails, and it is associated with the pain because of the growth of the nail into the lateral nail fold and into the nail bed. So the treatment of it would be surgery. So when there is a surgical removal or the surgical treatment of the pincer nail, the pain would be improved, or pain will be alleviated. In the toes, it is usually to perform a lateral ablation of the most embedded margin of the nail. So this will sometimes lead to the shifting of the nail such that the other end does not grow or does not become embedded. If both the sides require ablation, then the dimension of the toe nail, if both the needs and need ablation, then it is better to ablate or to remove the entire nail, because it will produce much disfiguration, cosmetic disfiguration, and the center matrix will be remained, and that's why it is better to remove the entire nail matrix or ablate the entire nail matrix. This was true for the toenail, but if the pincer nail deformity is present in the fingers on the thumb nail, then it is better to remove the nail, because it has a higher chances of success in case of thumb or finger pincer nail as compared to the toenail, in which the corrective surgery has a less chances of success. With ablation, there is cosmetic and functional handicap. So lateral ablation is a complex procedure entailing it alters the alignment of the nail matrix and the level of the nail bed, and that's why reconstruction is important. So that's why some of the surgeons combine ablation with reconstruction, or they apply nail braces, because it is important not only to treat but also to maintain the alignment and the physical appearance of the nails.